We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support. Stardate, February 28th. The planets in our solar system fit into two groups. Four of the planets are small and rocky. Earth is the largest. The other four are big and bloated. Neptune is the smallest. But there's nothing between the sizes of Earth and Neptune, and that's a bit odd. Two of the most common types of planets elsewhere in the galaxy are somewhere in the middle, super-Earths and mini-Neptunes. Astronomers have confirmed more than 6,000 planets in other star systems. Only one system has as many known planets as the solar system does. And the planets in almost all the known systems are packed in much closer to their stars than the worlds of the solar system, in part because close-in planets are the easiest to find. But the biggest difference between our system and all the others appears to be the lack of super-Earths and mini-Neptunes. A super-Earth is up to twice the diameter of Earth and 2 to 10 times Earth's mass. Such worlds probably are dense and rocky. They may have thick atmospheres of hydrogen and helium and perhaps deep oceans of liquid water. Many Neptunes are larger than super-Earths, but no bigger than Neptune. They probably have a solid core as well, but thicker layers of gases and liquids. The distinction between the two types of planets isn't always clear. They probably have a lot in common, including the fact that we don't have either of them in our own solar system. We have skywatching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.